Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
We are the change. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. Question is, do you want to be the change? Or do you want to see things continue going exactly as they are now? Just saying that about your life. I'm talking about news. I'm talking about with your next-door neighbor. I am talking about with just about everything in your life. You have the choice and the chance to change it, to be something that you want. We're going to get into that in a little bit as we talk about Positive News Month and Positive News Day specifically. We're going to touch on it a little bit today as we start Positive News Month, July 1st, which is today. And later on the 15th, we're going to really touch it and feature some positive news outlets and specifically have them come on the air and talk about why they are doing what they're doing. Hopefully we can get them to do that is the goal of all of this. So, as I said, today is July 1st, but before we start into the meat and the content of the show, there's a couple things I'd like to go over with you. One is there are several ways that you can talk and be a part of this show. First is to scroll down to the chat room if you are on the show page. and then you can put your chat in there. However, when you are done with the show, if you're not listening to it live, there won't be a chat there. That is only for those of you who are listening live, and when the show ends, chat box goes bye-bye. So what I could suggest to you instead is one of two things. Either come over to the event page on Facebook, or you can go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group on Facebook and join us in the chat there. Now, with those, the comments stay pinned to the top of the group until the next time we have a discussion. And the next time would be like next week. So they can stay there and hang out and, you know, be all that kind of fun. And even if you listen to the archive shows sometime after that, you are welcome to put comments into that group at any time that you might happen to hear the show. Excuse me, I'm realizing how my voice sounds a little hoarse right now. And I'm about to ignore that. So, here's the deal, folks. Call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And talk to us live. You can also Skype in. So that's scoop on all of that and being a part of the show. Now, the song that you heard, there were two songs that you heard at the top of the show. The first is called I Am Who I Am. It is co-written by the vocalist Jillian Clark, Rachel Grace, and myself. Also, as part of that, you heard the Positive News song, which was written by Jillian and myself. So, where did all this come about, and why is all this happening, and what does it mean? Some people hear this as it has been made an annual event. And that's okay. I want you to hear it again and be a part of it, because every year this is growing and growing, and I am so grateful to see how people are responding. So, okay, about 5 years ago, I was writing for a Facebook magazine. And this was in March, and lo and behold, comes up something called Create Your Own Holiday Day. Oh, man, that gave me latitude to do whatever I wanted. Now, I thought, let's see, we could do, oh, I don't know, Apple Cranberry Black Raspberry Pie Day. We could do Fuzzy Navel Day, except there was one of those already. We could do, Computer Offline Day. I had considered that one because I was stuck on my computer and my time and everything I did with that. There were just so many things that I could have created. And I thought about it, that if it were an ideal world and I could have something I dreamed of, what would it be? And it was to stop hearing, if it bleeds, it leaves. Put the main story above the fold, because that's where people are going to read it. Oh, breaking news, in so-and-so, wherever, there was a terrorist attack. Okay, I've had enough of that. And I am bashing my first profession. I get that. It was. Journalism is my first profession. I went to school to be a writer. I came out a journalist. And I did, for a time, be able to do what I wanted to do, and that was to write. But as I continued through that life, I got burned out from having to follow up on what I call negative news, negative stories. And don't get me wrong, those stories do have to be reported, no doubt. We do need to know where car accidents are, so we don't, like, go that direction and stall our way home and say, oh, my gosh, if only I had known, and get home 2 hours after we expect to. We need to hear when there's, tornadoes and hurricanes and things coming through so that we get to safety. No doubt about that. We do want to know when someone gets hurt because, you know, we want to be able to support them in a way that we can, in ways such as, you know, sending money if we can, you know, praying for them, whatever that might be. We do need to hear about that. But it doesn't have to be the top story at every single broadcast. It doesn't have to be the front page of every single newspaper. It doesn't have to be the cover of every single magazine. Now I'm going to share with you a little bit of news that in my life is not cool. On June 25th, my second cousin, who lives in Reno, Nevada, disappeared. She's 15 years old. Her family's worried about her. And the interesting thing is I found out about it from Facebook because this is a part of my family that I only know through Facebook. They are children of children that I grew up with. My cousins, you know, are in their 50s, 60s, actually, I think, is the grandmother of the girl that disappeared. And so, you know, we grew up together. We had holidays together. Granted, they were in a different state, and we only saw them on the holidays. But that's okay. Didn't matter. We, you know, got to know them a little bit. And then one day, one of the children of my cousin contacted me and said, hey, we're relatives. I want to get to know you. And this is who I am, and these are my kids, and, you know, and I connected with everybody that way. It was pretty cool. And then yesterday, I saw on one of my aunt's pages that now the granddaughter of my cousin that I know well enough is missing. And what does that mean to me? And how does that impact my life? Quite a bit. It's interesting how, you know, when I hear about children missing, it does sadden me. I do what I can, always have, and always will. A child missing, even adult missing, is bad. And I'll be honest, most times I've got to check those stories to find out if that person's really still missing. Have they been found? Sometimes those things go viral and they're 3 and 4 and 5 years old. Come on, people, check this stuff out before it happens, before you pass it around. And you know what? This one is real. My cousin's name is Chance Ray Freeman. She is 15 years old, 5'8", and weighs about 150 pounds, lives in Reno, Nevada. The last time she was seen was 25th of June. Now, I have asked some friends, you know, to repost this and to share it. I've asked anyone who might happen to be a psychic, a medium, a reader, whatever, to see if they can maybe help find her. Because you know what? I trust them and whatever, ever might possibly be of help. We want to find her. Just like I do with any other child that's missing and any other person that might be missing. Those stories we do need to hear about. We need to pass them on. And if anybody wants to help with that, feel free to send me a message, and I will be happy to check it out for you, send you the link and let you share it. Or go, if you know me on Facebook, feel free to share it right from my Facebook page. Otherwise, you can go to CFSI Nevada for Missing Children and share Chance Ray Freeman off of that. Those are ways that you can do it. If you would like to get in touch with me directly, which I hadn't mentioned before, you can do so by emailing me at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio. And that would be if you want to be a guest on the show, if you want to talk about positive news, if you have other things to share, or if you just want to chat. feel free. So anyway, so with Chance's story, with any other child, we share those. We try to find them. We do what we can to contact police if there is anything to find them. We mourn with the families if the body is found of the child. We rejoice, or you don't. And you know what? I don't see as many posts when the person's found. I have to ask why that is. So that we don't, 5 years from now, share something when it's already been successfully resolved. Folks, I think we need to get those positive rejoicing back to with the family so we can rejoice with them and the police and whoever was involved in recovering. But you know what? When we hear this negative news day in and day out, week in and week out, our psyche starts to think the worst when there are people missing. We start to think the worst when we hear something like even someone being arrested and they're of a specific nationality. Oh, they were terrorists. They were this. They were that. You know what? That's not always the case. Nationalities do not create terrorists. People create terrorists. Fear creates terrorists, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago on this show. Each of us, inside of us, has that terrorist when we don't stop and try to have peace in our world. So just like that, let's share the good stuff. Let's find the broadcast that celebrate life, that celebrate success, that talk about not people who shot animals, but the people who helped the animals escape from traps that they shouldn't be in. The ones that take the hooks out of a beak of a pelican that happens to walk up on its boat in pain and somehow knows to go to the person that's going to help. The whales that somehow get tied in a net that they're not supposed to because of some fisherman fishing, and they have to do the job. But somehow, you know, some of these animals get tied in that aren't supposed to. And it changes the whole thing. So let's find those stories and share them. At least once in a while. Those stories are the ones that I put on my Facebook and share most often. Are the successes, the positive, the things that change the psyche to the good, that make us think happy thoughts. You know, even the silly ones that make us smile. The puns, the jokes. Nothing that bashes another person or another lifestyle or another culture or another heritage or another anything. Keep those for yourselves around your family campfire if you really want them. Let's share the ones that really make us laugh, plays on words. They're fun things that we can do that will make us laugh. You know, I've heard a couple of sayings in my life. One is that you need a minimum of 3 hugs to keep yourself happy, keep your body, your mind, your spirit happy. So at our church, we start with 3 hugs. And when we first started it, I have to admit, when Reverend Mary started this for us, I thought it was as corny as heck. I did it. It was fine. And I'll explain what it is in a second. But you know what? I've now gotten to the point where it's kind of fun. It makes the point. And when then I go greeting other people, I'm in a better mood. So what do we do? To make sure each of us gets our minimum daily hugs, we give ourselves a hug. And you can do this now. You can do it at home. You can do it anytime you want. If you're driving, well, it might be kind of tough. Wait till you pull over. I encourage you to do this. Just to maybe improve your day. I want you to wrap your arms around yourself as much as you can. I know Reverend Mary would think I've gone off the deep end if I tell her I'm doing this. She's on vacation, so she won't hear it till later. Now wrap your arms around yourself. and use the words, I love you. For me, it's Cindy, I love you. Other arm over the top and put the one that's on the top and the bottom. And give yourself a hug again. And say the same thing. It's like me, Cindy, I love you. And you know what? Then wrap yourself just a little bit tighter. Oh, Cindy, I love you. You know, we don't hear those words. We don't know what they mean. I love you has come to be so obscure. People just don't say it often enough. Instead, you hear the words, I hate you. Times we say that to ourselves. Oh, what an idiot. Man, was I foolish. I encourage you instead to stop, to catch yourself from saying that. And instead, give yourself a hug and say, I love you. Because what will happen is when you go out in the world, you will find yourself in a better mood, find yourself able to ward off some of those negative things that are out there. You will find yourself smiling, sharing, greeting the next person. And believe it or not, you will find yourself attracted to that positive news instead of those negative things. Again, if you'd like to be part of the show, please feel free to call in. The number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Now, like I said, we do need to hear about the negative things. We need to hear about Baltimore, New York City, recently, Istanbul, Kalamazoo, Orlando. We need to hear about those so that we can mourn with, we can help where we can, the people in the world that were part of those tragedies. You know what? How many of you know what positive came out of all of those, each one of those individuals? You've probably heard me talk about them a couple times. Because that's just what I do. And you know, positive that came out of Baltimore is that people helped each other. And this year, they had a race, especially for those that were involved in it last year that didn't get to finish. They could finish the race so they could feel good about themselves and that all that training wasn't gone to loss. New York City, we have a beautiful, beautiful park there now. In memory of those that we lost, but in memory of the community that came together as well. Orlando has lines and lines of people donating blood outside of places. They have people making meals and going to funerals of people they didn't even know because they felt the connection. It was their community. Wouldn't it be great if we just gave blood because, I wish I could, I can't. My veins are too small, we need butterfly needles for it, and the platelets end up being destroyed if I give blood, and it's useless to anybody. So I can't give blood. I can encourage others to, though. Because you know what? If something like that happens in your community, instead of having to have people line up, maybe there'd be some extra blood in the banks right away. Or another community that could be shared from. So how can you be a part of this? What can you do to help share positive news? How can you be that change in the world? Change that you want to hear, that you want to see. And there's so many people out there, I hear, I don't turn on the news anymore. I don't even watch the news. You know, I'm actually like that. It's seldom that I watch the news. I almost missed Orlando. I don't watch the news. It was important enough and said enough times that I was able to find it. But I do feel that news is important. And so creation of Positive News Month and Positive News Day, which is July 15th. A website's been created. Not just the positive news, but as a magazine format. And in doing that, you are able to share with the world positive news that you see, read, create, are involved in, or others are involved in your own life. And I encourage you to be a part of that and to share that. Now, that magazine is at positivenewsmedia.org. positivenewsmedia.org. Now, I bet you're wondering, first of all, why is it a .org? It's two reasons. One, the .com was gone. Okay, well, that's a given. But I did it as an org simply because we together can organize to create something better. Well, there's lots of things. I could have changed the name. I could have found something else, whatever. But I love the idea of it being organized effort, of everyone being involved. You're welcome to share a video, a post, a poem, a song, whatever you have positive. First of all, this month, you know what? If you like really doing it, I encourage you to do it throughout the year. Because at some point, I would love to find the day that Positive News Month, Positive News Day is not even necessary because there's positive news out there every day that we can share. And there are several news medias that are already a part of being positive. You know, and I have to say that I am a little bit behind even on some of my postings there. But if you ever need a pick-me-up, some of them really are not dated, even though, you know, they may have happened a while ago and there's a date on them or when it originally happened. It's really more than that. Because good news, positive news is timeless. Okay. So how do you become a part of it? Like I said, go to positivenewsmedia.org. You can then sign up. It is a Google site. Not a WordPress site, it's a Google site. So you can contact us and say that you've got a story. You can share it with us. And I will give you permission to post it. I'd love for you to be a part of it yourself. The other thing you can do is share over on Positive News Media on Facebook. That would be great. Fine. Now, you'll find several things over there on the website. At first, we find positive news. You know, and the things that have been around occurred in this world. They're good. But they're loving. There's a little bit of the behind the scenes where you'll read a little bit more about this story and how this came to be. Because, okay, so fine, create the positive news day originally when I was on that magazine. And what happened? Yeah, so you create it, now what? Come to July and I'm freaking out because I had no idea what to do. Like, what? You want me to do what? What did I say I was going to do? Wait a minute, wait, time out. How am I going to do something like that? How little old me is going to create a global, international initiative of sharing positive news? It made no sense to me. I have friends that remind me and that surround me every day with the words, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. It takes only one step to move forward. And hey, the best part is we'll help you. Any of those words can help any of us at any time, Chris, which is where this show comes from. Purpose Talk Radio is about living your purpose. And normally we have guests and topics about those who are living their purpose, whether it be a person cutting lawn to the CEO of a Fortune billion-dollar company. It doesn't matter. We share about living our purpose and how we came to achieve it, how we came to know it, how we came and sharing with others. And I'm sharing with you now one of the pieces of my purpose in my life. And from what I hear when I talk to others, to be happy, not walking around cranky and snarling and, you know, wanting to kick the cat, as they say. Your purpose is to be happy and smiling and laughing and feeling good inside, not all torn up. Your purpose is to be in this world as happy as you can. I guarantee it. You're going to live longer. You're going to be healthier. And more than that, you're just going to find that the world around you seems to be a better place. And that's what I believe every one of our purposes is. To find the world a better place and to leave it just a little bit better than you entered it. So I encourage you to contribute at least one story during the month of July, whether it be a link to something, whether it be something you see or that you read or that you create and write yourself. Don't worry about it. I've been an editor. I've been a reporter. I can edit things and make them look really pretty if you're worried about it. But I'd rather have it in your words with your commentary. And don't just share the link. Share what you think about it and why you put it on there. That would be the preference. So please help. Please share. Please be a part of it. Now, also on that website, if you have any connection to any media, radio, television, newspaper, magazine, I encourage you to go there and send them a copy of the press release. Oops, I got to update to this year's, put in this year, so I will be doing that after the show. And we put it in a press release. Send it to them and encourage them to post positive news at least once every day during the month. And in doing that, put your own personalized note and tell them that this is important to you, so that they do it. Let them know that this is something that you want to see on a regular basis. If you want to hear the tragedies all the time, then don't participate. That's fine. Up to you. But let's go at this together. Also on there is the song that you heard a little bit ago, the positive news song. And that would be, you know, something you could also share and play and just have fun with it. It's there. It's on the media page. I'd love to have more people share the banner, Positive News Day logo, on your Facebook pages, on your Twitters. Of course, using the hashtag Positive News or Positive News 2016. We'd love to follow your posts. If you do share on the pages on Facebook or in the website, make sure you share it to your social media as well, so that, you know, people know you're doing this and that it's important to you. And, of course, there's the contact. Maybe somebody's wondering about the logo, too, that we've created, if you've seen it. those of you who have been listening to the show for a while will know the name Jan Revelle. And I'm, you know, I'm a graphics person. I like doing, you know, websites and newsletters and things like that. But I'm not really a designer. When I come to something, I know what I like. I know what I want. And I don't always find a way to be able to create the actual graphic. Photography, then I can do it and I can put words on it and it's great. So I had this idea of what the heck do we have? I went out there and just looked up positive, see what images come up. And, of course, the smiling sun always comes up for something like that. But I wanted more than that. I wanted something to really show how we feel. I mean, with the news, it's not so much fun. And thanks to Jan Revelle, a name that many of you know, quite ideas, and she ran with it. And there's these little stick figures, you know, one of them in the gray clouds in the doom and gloom as they're reading the negative stuff. One in the rainbows, in the sun, in the shining, with a beautiful red heart on the page. And laughing and having a great time in life. And of course, we have our smiling son, ready to turn the world around and make it the big thing. You can be the sun to other people, shining bright illumination to get what you want. It's all up to you. If there's some positive news that you have that you want to share now, feel free. Again, the phone number is 347-205-9074, 347-205-9074. And join us. Excuse me, I get pretty emotional when I talk about this. Because I know the difference. I've experienced the difference. And it's something I hope others want to experience instead of just grumbling about it. Because that happens all too often as well. Because they say, I don't want to hear, I don't want to watch, I don't want, I don't want, I don't want. Okay, then what do you want to have happen? It's up to you. It's totally up to you. You know, the advertisers. And I've heard that with positive, with Purpose Talk Radio. I've got some people that say, oh, yeah, we'd love to sponsor your show, but you don't have a big enough audience. We want to be on your show. We don't want to sponsor it. We want to talk about our products and services. We don't want to sponsor your show because your audience isn't big enough. Well, there's two things I say to that. One, my audience must be big enough because you're wanting to be a part of my show. Or you're enjoying the format of it enough that you want to be a part of the show. But you don't want to sponsor it, and that's okay. But instead, just sponsor things that might put out a review of you that you may not like. Instead, just sponsor something where people are grumbling about it. Because that's what gets attention. If you don't buy the products and services that are on the things you don't want to hear, because you know what? If you don't watch the negative news, you won't see the ads and you won't be as inclined to just go out and buy products and services that are on there, right? Advertisers are out there for a reason. Come into the middle of your show. They are in the center of your magazine. They're the things that drop out of your newspapers for a reason. It's so that you buy a particular product or service. Now, if you're not getting that magazine because you are getting one that's more positive, or you're telling your local media you want something more positive, guess what? Those advertisers are going to change and put something in where you want it, where they're buying things. You know, if you're subscribing to a paper, they're going to go where the subscriptions are. No doubt about it. They lose money. They've come to where they can make money. And I agree, advertisers need to be out there. Again, the only way they can make money is to let you know about their product and service. We have the opportunity on Purpose Talk Radio. If you have a product or service that you want to share that's helping, that would help people live their purpose, that would be something positive, some way to change their life, we've got a marketing package for you. We'd love to have you be a part of it. If you, however, are marketing something that goes against the grain and the integrity of the show, I don't want your money. Because the integrity of the show, to me, is more important than any advertising dollar. Hopefully the integrity of your news that you receive, that you watch, that you share on social media, is more important to you than just having something to share. Okay, so let me jump to social media for a second. Yesterday was Social Media Day. And so often we have come to seeing posts and just clicking on like. Oh, now we have hearts and smileys and wows and sad faces and mad faces that we can add to it. We can put a little emoticons on there if you're doing it off your computer and indicate a little more than just a like. And that's fine. But how about taking the time to say why you like it, how it resonates with you, to actually connect with the person that's on the other side of that social media post? You know, our friends, our relatives, and all of us are very busy. We've come to know that. We've become a digital world. As my friend Greg Tamblyn sings, you know, a digital world with an analog mind. But sometimes you got to look at what's going on. Stay in the digital world and survive in it. We need to sometimes think a little further, a little more outside the box as to how we get what we want. And that is to actually interact with those in those posts. When we share it, share why you want to share it. What's important? What caught your interest? Don't just share. Let people get to know the real you. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? That comes back to that love thing. Ooh, I don't want to say I love you to myself. It's hard enough saying it to, you know, some little kid. It's hard saying it to some family member. You know, we do that. We get that. It's really hard to say it to a friend, but it's even harder for most of us to say it to ourselves. But if we did it every day, it would become a habit. That would be different. Positive news every day. It would become a habit, not just the news. If we shared something positive every day, it would become a habit. And commented as we did the share, it would become a habit, not just a click of a button. All of that is important. Can't take away from any of that. Social media is here to stay. There's no doubt about it. And whether it's Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, okay, don't hassle me for it being old, you know, Reddit, BB, Lab, Blog Talk Radio, all these are now considered forms of social media because we get to talk to each other. Part of each other's lives, but only if we really want to be. We make those decisions for ourselves every day. What habit do you want to create for yourself? What do you want to be? What do you want to share with the world, and who do you want sharing their world with you? You have that decision. It's all yours. felt, you know, having said all of that, I really do invite you to be part of the Facebook page, Positive News Media. Oh, let me come back. I'm sorry, there's one other thing I wanted to say. You know, I coach Facebook setup and, you know, teach people privacy, how to set things up, how to make sure they're safe, some of the things they might want to share to get some interaction. And, you know, even social media has changed over the years. I can't keep up with it. You know, where do you put this ad? Why do you do this post? What do you do with that? Why does this picture get more interaction and responses than some other picture? Sometimes it's the color, sometimes it's the thing, sometimes it's, we don't know. And that's okay. You know, what's happening now, on at least Facebook, is that they are going to focus more on your friends and family posting their businesses and pages and groups. And for some people, that's okay. For many, though, when you want to go find a restaurant or a movie, how many of us jump online and check the ratings? How many of us call our friend who we know went to see the movie last week? Say, hey, what'd you think about it? Probably a lot of us. Some pick up the phone, some jump online. But you make that connection. So please do consider sharing this stuff as well. Telling the media and your friends, I am tired of the negative stuff. I want the positive in my life. And this is what I'm going to do it, to be a part of it, and then go for it, do it. Let's be more social in your social media. Let's be a part of whatever we want to do. Sorry again. You know, this is where we start kids. This is where we can start our kids as well. You know, we start them out, we're going to find that a lot more of them don't want to fight. You know, they'll go out and they'll be with nature. They're not going to be wanting to go into the gangs and the drugs and the fighting and stuff like that. It really does start with our kids. Funny, you know, I'm looking at being a substitute teacher and perhaps special education, you know, over this next year when I start school. And, of course, the best place to look at helping someone later with a career choice is if I get to know the kids in middle school and high school that I might be servicing later. So one of the suggestions to me was that I work with a positive, or excuse me, that I work with the middle school and the high school. And then somebody said, oh, but I don't know. Ooh, those kids. I know a lot of them have had an attitude and come from a hard world, a hard place. But I think if we help those have such a hard-nosed attitude in life, We are the example to our children. There are so many kids that watch TV every day. And there are some families that don't have any TV at all because they don't want the kids exposed to that. Personally, I think there's a happy medium somewhere. And there's a monitoring on both sides that needs to be necessary to get them where they need to be. The main point there, though, is that we help decide and mold those children. And they live by the example. You know, if you're going to keep turning on the shoot 'em up gun shows at night, guess what they're going to do when they come home from school and nobody's around? They're going to come find the same kind of show. So there's so much in society where parents have, both parents have to work. Or a single parent has to work 2 and 3 and 4 jobs sometimes and isn't home because there's so much travel time in between. So we get to make a difference in their lives as well as our own. So think about that too. Be the difference. We are the change. It starts now. One of my friends wrote on Facebook that there are so many kids that are latchkeys that don't have anybody to come home to. You know, we've taken prayer out of school. Okay. We've taken any kind of discussion, common courtesy debate. We've taken the art out. We've taken all the things that help settle the emotions of these children out of school. Because you can't afford them. I suggest that it's not that you can't afford them. That you can't afford to not have them. Because of what's happening out in the world now. You know, there are philanthropists, there are grants. There are things to bring these things back into school if you want to be a little bit creative. There are people who want to just give money away. I'm trying to find them because I'd love to have them support the next phase of this, which is a totally positive news network. And I've been finding a couple people on Blab that may just be able to do that. I'm looking forward to some future connections on that. Maybe that's next year's game. I don't know. Every year I add a little bit more to Positive News Month. You know, we reach out more because of Twitter this year. I have connected with a whole lot of other media that I didn't connect with on Facebook that I'm able to reach. Because of being on the Blabs, which is a new format for broadcasting, it's been amazing how I've connected with people there. And it's great to have that kind of support. And there's something that came in our chat room from one of the listeners that wrote, what you do is so important. Helping people to find their unique purpose and sharing all the positive news that goes on in this world. There's so much good that flies under the radar. We need to hear more of the happy, purposeful stuff. So thank you. That comes from our Siren Duke. You know, let's take it from under that radar and make it soar with the rest of the world. Make it fly and make your heart fly. So I think with that, I'm pretty much done with today's show. I am hoping next week, I think we've got a guest on next week, and I am blanking out as to who it is. Sorry about that. me that I connected with on Twitter that does positive affirmations. Oh, the rock people, that's who it is. The rock. And share those with the world. We'll be back again on the 15th talking, finding some of those positive news medias out there. Oh, sorry for the grammar, folks. The positive news media outlets out there that are sharing. Because there are several of them. There is a Huffington Press on the positive side. There are many others that already have positive news outlets. And we'd like to congratulate them, thank them for being a part of it, and figure out how they can connect with us just a little bit more than maybe they have in the past. Hopefully, there will be a lot that will join us this year as well, so that that positive news can be shared from whatever they end up doing this year. That might be a little bit different. Just thinking, you know, wouldn't it be great if you were able to come on the show on July 15th and share with us that you were able to get your media outlet, your local media outlet, involved in this initiative. Wouldn't that be fun? That's what we want to see for July 15th. The 23rd, we will be talking to and their ghastly, ghostly train and team trip that they're having in October. We'll talk about how that's going along and how it was created and why, along with some other adventures that we'll have. And then on July 30th, we have a woman who wrote a book about taking care of her parents in their ailing age and what she learned from it, as much as what she did about it. We pretty much have July booked through, and I am so grateful to know that we have guests being a part of our show for that. But the rock people will either be in July or early August. We haven't quite solidified the date on that, so I'm just hoping for when it is. So, with all of that, oh, I need to give you the affirmation for the day. What do we want to have? Well, I remind you, while I'm doing that, come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. Leave your messages for us over there about the show, what you heard, what resonated with you. Come on, if you're listening to the archive, first of all, you can find the archive at the same place that you found the original show. And listen to it again if you'd like, and share it on your social media. The affirmation today, should I make it very simple? I think so. I am sharing the positive news and events from my life to others, and on the positive news media, magazine, and Facebook page. There you go, folks. You know? At least do the first part of it. I'd love to have you do that. I'd love the second, too, just adding that for the fun of it. I am sharing the positive news and events from my life with others, that I have witnessed in my life with others, and on the positive news media and magazine. That should work. Yep, I am sharing the positive news and events that I experience, hear, and see in my life with others on the Positive News Media Magazine and Facebook page. Okay, I love when I correct my grammar myself. I have to see it later. So I would appreciate that. Again, come over to positivenewsmedia.org through the month of July. Share what you find there as well. And come over and read it, just if you need a chuckle, a laugh, and wonderful positive stuff. One last shot, call it 347-205-9074. During the shows, that number always remains the same, and you are welcome to call in our shows, stations where you comment in the archive. You can send me an email message at Cindy at purposetalkradio.com, P-U-R-S-E, I missed a letter there. CINDY at PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. The magazine is positivenewsmedia.org, PositiveNewsMedia.org. The two Facebook pages are Positive News Media as well as Purpose Talk Radio Conversation. If you have product or services you'd like to share, please do so by sending me an email as well through any of those sources. If you want to be a guest on our future show, that also comes through an email. If you have somebody you'd like to suggest for us, we'd love to have you be a part of it. All you need to do is be serving your purpose, whatever you think that means in your life. Knowing that you've come to achieve it, knowing you have, you'd like to share it, and maybe giving a suggestion or two to other people of how they might be able to do the same. That's all we do here every single week. I'd love to be able to focus at least one show a month coming up the road on positive news as well. Because that is my purpose. I know it's my purpose. One little piece of it. The other is to be compassionate, help others find their career. Take the little person and don't amount to much and turn them into a big person. One of my divisions, True Visions Travel, that sponsors this show, helps people plan trips, individuals and groups, of course, free and international, of course, but more than that, focuses on those who need individualized trips planned, or whatever that might mean to you. Again, setting a positive influence for somebody who thinks maybe they can't travel, or that they can't be going to see the world because someone else says they can't. That's what makes things positive news. Saying, no, you can't, and you turn it around and say, oh, yes, I can. Someone saying, oh, look at that bad thing, and finding something that enlightens you and cheers you. That's positive news. That's positive. Sometimes you have to look just a little deeper. As a listener said, under the radar, instead of what might pop out in front. Those are the things. So as we close the show, I do so with our theme song, which is always I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. Find their song at TrueTrinity.com, TRUETRINITY.com. I also ended it with a positive news song. That song is available on the Positive News Media Network. And you can share that link freely with anyone you'd like, as well as a video that's over there. And again, please feel free to share the press release that's over there as well. I'll be updating that in a few minutes. Make sure we have current information on that. And come back and share what you have come to know, people you've encountered, the difference that you've made in the news media in your area. Until next week, remember, you are the difference, and you are who you are. If you are in the Reno area, I do one more time have to come back on and ask. You are in the Reno area, and you have any access to that flyer for Chase Freeman, I ask you to pass information on to the police and the Missing Persons Bureau. Yes, I do have the format. I need to do that as well. If you are in the Valley Falls area in Wisconsin and want to buy a house or are coming to travel here for a job or look at something, we've got a house available for you. There's lots of things in this area as well. And no matter what you do, be who you are. I wish you all soul blessings, and thank you for listening.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. Will be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's come.